Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
UK Tech Weekly Podcast.
It's the morning after the night before the Apple event, and it's the UK Tech Weekly Podcast, the podcast recently described by a listener as like a pub simulator. So hopefully that's a good thing. Sorry if it's not your thing. We have editor of Macworld, David Price.
Hello.
E-commerce editor, Ashley Macro.
Hello.
And editor of Computer World UK, Scott Carey.
Hi.
For the balanced view of last night's Apple event, without further ado, let's drum roll into this.
Does balance just mean uninformed?
Now you're the man on the street, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the man on the street.
You've got no vested interest in
you're the man in the clapper boots.
No vested interest in how much traffic Macworld got last night.
No.
It creaked under the load, but in a good way, David Price. What's
fell over
your...
at one point, I think.
Fell over a little bit. You got up again. But you know what does know when you've fallen over? And that's the new Apple Watch.
Oh, you're so slick. It's painful. Yeah, it's got fall detection, which is somewhat niche.
Apple said that they were surprised to find out that people fall over in several different ways. Apparently, forward, hands down. Fall backwards, hands up.
I think it was more like if you slip... it's hands forward. There are identifiable sort of biomechanical tells that indicate what you're doing.
I think it's loudly swearing as well.
Could you explain to me why the most valuable company in the history of the world cares this much and is investing this much time and effort into understanding how people fall over?
because it calls the emergency services.
Yeah, it wants to save people's lives.
So wait. So drinking with an Apple Watch now is just gone up a level.
You just can't get away from Scott's essential snarky.
He does
nature,
hate it. We said we wouldn't start with it, but the segue was too good. So David, new Apple Watch Series 4.
Yep.
Tell us about it.
It's got a physical redesign, which is about bloody time, to be honest, because the Series 1, 2 and 3 all looked exactly the same.
Does it still look terrible?
Yeah, I think it looks beautiful, Scott, but you knew that already. It's thinner than the last ones. It's got a bigger screen.
Two different new screen sizes.
Yes, it's 40mm and 44mm are the sizes, and they've got 30% larger screens, and they didn't specify that screen area or like diagonal
distance. But cannily,
distance.
They can use all the same straps as before.
Yeah, it still fits the last model. Essentially, you know, they made the bezels around the screen smaller, and it sort of curves around the corners as well, so it fits the... It's essentially an iPhone X watch.
Without a notch, thankfully.
No notch.
So as well as falling over, which it can help you out with...
Which I feel that we should give that more of a shake, because I think it could save some lives. It's niche, but it's good. It detects if you've fallen over, then afterwards, if you don't move... for a certain period of time, then it calls the emergency services.
I just feel like this is going to go horribly wrong. Everyone is going to test it out and be like, oh, how funny will this be? I don't know.
Absolutely. Like, when they introduced the SOS feature in the last, I think it was that in WatchOS 4, I saw somebody on Twitter was saying that they accidentally used it and called the emergency services. And the person on the end of the line that they ended up talking to said, yeah, you're about like the seventh person this morning or something, because everybody was accidentally using it.
Oh dear.
But there's a cool new heart feature as well, right?
Yeah, so it's got... So there was already a heart rate monitor in the previous model, but it's now got an electrical sensor in the underside and electrodes in the digital crown, which is the little dial on the side. So if you put your finger on the digital crown, then it completes a circuit with your heart and it can do an ECG.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as an EKG? I got confused with that.
ECG.
It's ECG, and it'll do a proper scan of your heart, and it can detect irregular heart rhythms and low heart rates, and it could already do elevated heart rates.
That's pretty cool, because in isolated incidents, it's been reported that like a guy was alerted to his watch that his heart rate was going up, and he got to hospital before he had basically a cardiac arrest.
Yeah, I think it definitely saved at least a few lives.
I did see a good tweet last night when this was announced that takes the opposite side, obviously, that it's sounding more and more likely that the Apple Watch is a device that could potentially kill you if you were to hack it and flip it around.
What do you mean?
Because it's like, it's now got all of this information on you, and it's got a load of electrodes in it, so... If Apple was an evil corporation, then it could also be a device to kill you.
But only if you put your finger. I mean, it could give you a little
this
zap.
This is in a dystopian nightmare version of the reality.
I will say, of all the different companies that are out there, they're the company that I'll be most happy to have my privacy data.
Yeah.
Privacy data is a weird phrase to use.
Heart rate data.
I got a tweet from Richard Kluke, who used to work here and is now an American, and he was worried about insurance company stuff. And he was saying, will it know if you've got the right sort of insurance to cover the ambulance arriving and stuff like this? I always forget how much more complicated that stuff is in America.
That could happen, yeah.
Because here it was like, oh, you know, lol, got the ambulance, sorry. But over there they go, well, here's a bill for $18,000.
Yeah, so like if you were hammered... and were to fall over
and then be motionless, and then you've got to
pay $200.
Often more than that. It can be thousands sometimes without
That's
insurance.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
So
can you turn it off?
I've not tried these it features, yet, but most yeah. of these
or
features
the entire watch.
Are... No, obviously the entire watch, but can you just turn off the like call
ambulance? I imagine it's opt-out, yeah. They're £400. That's quite a lot now.
Yeah, it starts at £400.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I've been thinking about is that they've got rid of the edition, which was the ceramic one.
That's because it was £17,000.
It was
the first time around.
So the gold ceramic, the gold edition was like 17. Then the ceramic one was like sort of 1,800 or something. It was more expensive, but not anywhere near.
Still, I thought it was a lot.
It was a lot anyway, and they've got rid of that, and they've sort of really changed their approach to it because it was. It didn't really make any sense when the edition came out, and everyone was like, "What the 17,000?" And it was like they were trying to draw in values from like the fashion world, where you spend money just because you have, and it's like a statement.
Yeah, but then a Rolex is something you can hand down generation to generation. The first edition Apple Watch edition was it's obsolete now.
It's been obsolete.
You won't get the latest software. It's pretty
terrible.
Nuts. What was I going to say?
Yeah, so they've moved away from that. You know, I was talking about conspicuous consumption and the last time we did this podcast about how I don't like watches generally because they're so sort of, I don't know, show-off sort of things, wanky. And they've moved away from that now because it really didn't make sense that they had these watches that were like 5 times the price of other, I mean like 10, 15 times the price.
Yeah, I see where you're
And they didn't do anything more.
They still do stainless steel editions which are like double the price and fancy Hermes bands. And stuff, so they're not completely out of the fashion.
They'll always do things like that.
Yeah. Would you, Ashley Macro, you famously slated the first Apple Watch on
I did, and I still haven't worn one. Like, I mean, I wore it for a week or something and wrote that article, but that was the first version. It is a lot better now, but, you know, things like you can't wear it to sleep, can you? You have to charge it overnight still.
Yeah, it doesn't do sleep tracking.
I think there are apps out there that you can get. The problem is the charging. Mm. But I know people that wear it overnight and then they charge it for like an hour in the morning.
Okay.
So it's sort of possible, but it's not really ideal.
I do think it looks nicer. I've seen the pictures of the new one. It does look nicer, but it's still not round.
No, it's not going to work for the operating system.
No.
It's all based around...
Round watches suck.
Being square, basically.
Round smartwatches suck.
Okay.
Because it doesn't
David
really work
has
with
reviewed
the text.
Some circular smartwatches as a disclaimer there.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd be interested to try the new one, just to see. And also, like, it's a bit more tempting with the older version. It's cheaper now, isn't it? £279, I think,
for a Series 3. That's a good deal.
Which is, it seems a lot better.
But then what if you fall over?
So. If you fall over, it won't... Yeah, that's a good
then
point.
The joke
but apart from those couple of things, which are hardware-related, the Series 3, which is a lot cheaper now, will get software updates to the latest OS.
You'll get WatchOS 5.
And also, I've seen some pictures from the hands-on area from the event, and even the 40mm one is quite big on slender wrists.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, because Karen, our editor's got the smaller Series 3, and it's like it's a subtle kind of size.
Yeah.
They're quite big now. That's the Apple Watch. Anything else you want to say on that?
It's got an S4 chip and it's twice as fast.
Please God, no.
What did you say, Scott Carey?
I said, please God, no.
Well, let's, after this, in fact, let's not even have a drum roll. Let's just go straight through.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
iPhones, new iPhones. We'll come to one in a minute, though, the one that Scott Carey is considering.
I'm hyped. He's hyped for the XR.
Why don't we talk about it first? Let's switch it up. Okay, so there's the iPhone XR. You're already calling it the XR.
Oh, is it called the XR?
Yep.
Oh, no, I always do that.
Because you're a mutton-headed idiot.
No, I like doing this. It clearly just annoys Apple.
Yep. So, it's a ludicrous naming system, really. Not even sure what the R stands for.
Yeah,
some people
to know.
Think regular. Some people think rare because the back's all different colours.
Really?
What else is it going to stand for?
Retina.
like, what is it? What's the retina bit?
It's liquid retina. The retina is a screen, but
they just make up.
So it's
retina
that.
Isn't even a
what
technology.
What is the R for?
Branding.
I really want to know. We
but
need.
They didn't tell us what the S stood for in the iPhone 4S for ages. Did
That's
they?
True.
It turned out to be speed in the
speed,
end.
Speed.
Oh, okay. It's also weird.
It's odd. Anyway, so the XR. So Scott, you were after a XR or what this phone is now, because you've got a 6, you want to upgrade. You didn't want to get the SE maybe because you thought there'd be a new one.
Yeah.
And then what we were just talking about before the pod is that it's actually a bit strange that people are viewing the XR like sort of the, I'm doing bunny ears now, cheaper one.
Yeah.
It's still like, what, 750? Or is it?
I think it's 700 or 750.
Yeah, 750.
No, 750 or 800.
Yeah.
And that is not actually that cheap considering the tech that's inside it. Okay, it's got Face ID and everything. But yeah, Scott, you were saying you wanted a nice small compact phone. This is actually larger than the iPhone X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
XS. Because it's 6.1 inches. And it is LCD rather than OLED.
Mm.
So that's how they kind of get the price down. And it's only got one camera. You can get it in yellow.
What I wanted, basically, was a 10 that doesn't cost £1,000.
Yeah.
This is what you've got.
And that's basically what I've got now. I'm only sort of... It doesn't come out until October, so I've got a few more months to decide what I go for. But like the price point is pretty much, it's not great, but it's still about as good as it's going to get for me in terms of not paying £1,000 for a phone. And I just like, I'm not sure I'm that bothered about some of the stuff I'm losing out on by going for the XR instead of the XS.
Yeah, you get the same chip, the new A12. The only thing you get more battery. It's quoted to have an hour and a half more battery than the iPhone 8 Plus.
Yeah.
And you've got that phone, David. It's got good battery life.
I love the 8 Plus. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
Could one of you explain to me what I'm losing out by going LCD instead of OLED?
Nothing really.
Yeah, I thought
no,
that.
No, well, it does better blacks. Better blacks, better colour thingy.
It should, better colour thingy.
Particularly for games, because they showed off the new Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah.
And when you're in like caves and stuff, when you're wandering around, it's like a fantasy game.
This is great, yeah, because this just confirms better. That like in my like obviously consumer like poisoned head, I'm always like, should I just get the latest one? Should I just bite the bullet and get the XS? And really there's nothing about it in terms of the performance that I need more.
But it is an interesting different like you say, price comparison, because most people I imagine will think, oh, I'll just get the XS because it's the flagship one.
Yeah,
but for that extra 200 pounds.
No, I think this is a different way. Like before, when they've done things like the SE, there was such obvious downsides to it.
Yeah.
And it was a lot more, it seems like people would originally look at that one and then easily be upsold to the, whatever the other phone was at that time.
It would have been 7 probably.
Yeah, yeah, but now I just think, I'm really surprised because I always thought, oh, whatever they do, the 10S will be the one that everyone buys. But actually, I think that the 10R is going to be surprisingly popular compared to the times that they've done this before.
Yeah, and also this time last year, when I was still looking for a new phone, they did the 8 and the 10.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go for the 8 because it seemed like such an obvious downgrade to the 10 because it was a different shape, different technology.
Yeah.
Now with the 10R, it definitely looks like obviously a cheaper version of the 10S, but I'm not losing out on as much as I would have been losing out with the 8, which in like, just like from a purely like narcissistic point of view, it looks different and it looks like you've got an older phone.
Yeah. Like, if you've had that phone for 3 years or so, and then you get an 8, you're just going to feel like you've got the same phone again.
Yeah, exactly.
With the same software as well. And without being, I won't be snarky about what Android did first. It's still a big deal when iPhones do it first. And it's got, the 10R's got cool stuff like it can do portrait mode with one lens.
Yeah, I read that this morning, which is pretty cool.
But then the 10S, what do we think about that? It's the same price as the iPhone 10, the standard version. It comes in gold now. It's got a new processor.
Bigger storage, right?
Yeah, bigger storage options. You can go up to 512 now. Only on the 10S Max, though. Is that right?
Yeah.
I
think you can do it on the 10S as well.
Okay.
But it's really expensive. It's like £1,349.
Yeah, the most expensive iPhone now is the 10S Max with 512, and it's £1,449.
It's absolutely insane.
Which is £200 more than the base MacBook Pro.
Yes.
So that's crazy. Incredible. And like, Madness. It's just crazy because you carry it around everywhere and you can just lose it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a very big phone as well. It's 6.5 inches, which makes it bigger than the Galaxy Note 9, which is always the huge phone in that we look at, basically.
I do wonder, like, who's going to buy that one? Why do they
Lewis
do that?
Lewis will buy it.
Yeah, Lewis will buy it, but I am surprised that they've released that phone. I actually am.
It's very large.
Yeah.
Very
expensive. It's not far off an iPad mini.
Yeah.
7.9 inches.
So the key here, I think, with the 10S that I've been thinking about is that, like, there is very little argument for anyone who owns a 10 to upgrade to this phone.
Yeah.
Like, like, I can't see anyone.
And I think
it.
That's actually, it's justified by the fact Apple now does not even sell the original 10.
Yeah, no. It's discontinued.
It's because this one is the same price.
Yeah.
Because it's the same.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a new phone, then obviously that's what you have to do now. But yeah, there is no argument for upgrade.
It's great if you've waited. And for this, like the few people, such as yourself maybe, who were like, I won't get the 10, I'll see what they do next year. And it's the same price. And it is like incrementally a better phone. But throughout that presentation we were watching last night, the Apple Watch, sure, that was new stuff. But then with the 10S, and they were like, you're going to love the camera system. It's amazing. And they break it down. And I checked, because I was doing the Versus
Jim was
article.
Doing this, and he was going, I expect it'll just be 12 megapixels. And they were like, it's got 12 megapixels.
And, like, oh, and then they were like, yeah, they're showing off the aperture and everything. And then you put it side by side, and it's the same components. With just sort of slightly better software, so they claim. And it will run faster and you're future-proofing yourself. But, I mean, if you're listening and you want to get an iPhone 10, there'll still be stock in resellers that you could probably get on a cheaper contract.
Mm. But I've got an iPhone 10, and this is ridiculous. I'm not normally the kind of person that upgrades to a new phone straight away, but now that it's discontinued, I feel like really sad that I've got the iPhone 10.
Really?
I'm like, oh no, but I need to have the newer one. I don't know. I feel like they've trapped me.
This is Apple.
They've trapped me.
This is classic TikTok marketing, because they know that only the absolute obsessed people will have bought the iPhone X last year. So they're targeting the rest of the people, because the people who are obsessed might well buy it anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're weird.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the
iPhone
X.
I'm not actually going to buy it. I'm fine with the iPhone X. It's amazing. But it just feels, I don't know, it just feels
strange. I don't know, but from the 8 Plus, though, maybe I should.
If you want the new size. Shape.
I'd sell for the XR. No, I've said XR now.
Why have they done that? I know they always do, but
I'm sure they'll tell us what the R stands for. So here's a question: what happens to people with small hands? Where is that market?
We are being discontinued.
No, Apple thinks you'll buy.
That wasn't targeted at you. I love that you just admitted you have small hands.
I do have small hands.
Small fingered vulgarian.
I have obviously now just accepted the fact that I'm just going to have a phone that's too big.
I think two things will happen. People will just get over it and get a 10S or a 10R, or they'll be sold a 7 or 8, which Apple still sells, because that's now quite the small option.
You were, but there's no genuinely small option for Apple.
You were just saying to me this that the XR is thin.
It's narrow.
Yeah, narrow.
But,
sorry.
Well, I was saying this is my theory because you think the XR, we were all thinking, oh, SE kind of phone is going to be small, but because Apple hasn't been able to put such thin bezels. If you look at the shape of the XS and the XS Max, those black bits around the edge are quite thin, but on the XR they're a little bit thicker because you can't really do that with an LCD. So they've had to make the XR 6.1 inches. So it's kind of weird that the cheaper option is bigger than the standard XS. So it's not actually that small.
No.
It's not small at all.
No.
I did see a tweet from one of the writers at The Ringer, and I can't remember who it was. It probably was Claire McNear, but she wrote a piece earlier this year about basically how people with small hands now just aren't going to be able to have a phone that fits their hands. And she said that the fact that they've branded their new phone, which is like 6.1 inches or whatever, as the XS, feels like a personal attack.
Yeah, it definitely is an extra small, is it?
definitely not.
Well, what are the, presumably there are non-Apple options. I mean, is
not
there any
very
sort of,
many.
Not really.
No.
So we should make a 4-inch
this
Samsung
year,
something.
Sony has not, well, yeah, for the XZ3, there was always like a Sony compact version. They have not done that this time.
It's not just about small hands either. People want to have it in their pocket, don't they? And then obviously it gets uncomfortable and... Well, you can't even fit it in your pocket.
One of our colleagues, Brad, in the US, he tweeted that he was looking forward to upgrading his SE, and he can't now. Mm. So he said he's just going to take advantage of Apple's battery replacement program.
Yeah.
£25.
My girlfriend's got an SE, and I think she'll just stick with it.
Just get a new battery, and it'll just last another year or two, won't it?
And the beauty of that, as I know at the moment, is that once you run your contract out for a certain amount of time, you're on a pretty cheap contract. So my contract at the moment is like £21.
There's definitely a lot of people interested in that smaller phone still, though. I think there's a gap in the market now. Someone can just snap those people up. But then a lot of them are, they do want it to be an iPhone, so then they haven't
That's
got a
the
choice.
Thing. Yeah. But, and this shows the power of Apple, right?
Yeah. That
we can't really moan anymore about how expensive it is because it's the 10 has proven that people will buy it.
Yeah.
Did they, So they did the phones, they did the Apple Watch. Did they do any software announcements, any iOS stuff?
They said that iOS... Well, they'd already done the major announcements at WWDC. They said that iOS 12 will come out on the 17th. The 17th. and macOS Mojave will also come out
So it comes
later
out general,
in September.
General
Even your phone, your 6 here will get it in 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it goes back to the 5S.
I do worry. Like, having a 6, every software update is just a dive into the dark because it could just completely ruin my phone.
But they're moving away from that because iOS 12 should make your aged phone go a little bit quicker.
They've got better. Yeah.
They seem to max out the storage on my phone.
That is a problem.
Which is a problem because this phone has like 12 gigs.
16
or something. 16,
probably.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
compared to half a terabyte on the new
phone. Yeah, I just like that's the main reason I'm getting rid of this phone is because it's just constantly stacked out.
But they made a point, didn't they, last night about they made a point of saying that they want people to keep their phones for ages. They were talking a lot about the environment and how they're trying to make things renewable. And
that made our colleague Neil very angry.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting that they were trying to say, you know, you should keep your phones for ages because that feels like the opposite of what they've been saying for the rest, like for the whole history of
the... There's been an argument there in marketing, hasn't there?
Yeah.
If they want people to keep their old phones, do not release 3 brand new phones.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
I did want to say another thing on the storage front, though, which I've been thinking about recently, obviously, as I've been thinking about upgrading, is that, like, storage definitely is less of an issue now, I think, because, like, I store so many things in the cloud now. Like, most of my photos are in Google Photos. Most of my documents are in Google Docs. Like, the actual physical storage isn't... Like, most of my music's in Spotify, and you can download stuff physically, but, like, you go a long way to do 64 gigs unless you download your entire music.
I bought an iPhone 7 when it came out a couple of years ago, and I ponied up for the 128-gig version, which I probably didn't need to do. Although, at the time, the option was 32 or then that. There wasn't the 64 then.
Yeah, 64 is, like,
so it's kind of
nice
on the edge.
Point,
but they got that extra £100 out of me, and... I mean, I still pay £2.50 a month for the extra iCloud storage.
Yeah.
Because I still want my stuff backed up. So, yeah, I think 64 is a sweet spot for this year.
I think it's a nice amount.
Yeah.
If it goes up to 512, then 64 must be the base.
64
then,
is base
it?
Now, yeah.
So.
But they'll
Why
sell
would
the
you
7.
Ever need 512? It just seems so... Yeah.
I think if you're
in this world,
genuinely, like, recording video and photos on your iPhone...
Yeah.
My friend's dad, actually, he doesn't have a really expensive one. He's got an SE, but he pays for the highest tier SE, but he can't anymore. He did like 2 weeks ago, because he constantly fills it up and carries photos around on it. Yeah. So there is that use case. And I doubt, like, my mum knows what the cloud is.
No.
She'll be constantly, why is my phone full?
Yeah.
Because she just, you know, takes lots of pictures of the cat.
I did want to talk. I did want to talk a little bit bigger picture, because it seems like we have at this point just got used to the fact that Apple aren't going to announce anything particularly exciting at these events. It's going to be incremental upgrades to their phones and their watch. And there was some rumors that we might get a laptop, and we didn't. So is there any disappointment?
I'll defend Apple slightly, which we don't normally do, because the 10 was huge, a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because it's an impressive phone, but partly because it's Apple doing it as well. But to make that phone when they did and get it out before everyone else, everyone says that Android manufacturers have copied the notch just because they got first to market with it. On a phone that's been like genuinely well received and sort of said it's the best ever, whatever they were going to do this year, they couldn't have done the same again. They can't redesign it.
No.
And they can't really put any other tech in it.
No.
So,
but I mean, we have just got used to the fact that we're not going to get any Jobs-esque one more things, are we, at this point?
Well, no. Also, I mean, this comes back to what Henry was talking about in the last pod, which is the leaks. Everything got leaked. All the photos we saw were real.
Yeah.
The names we saw were real.
They must have done it on purpose. Like,
do you think?
Well, supposedly,
I doubt it.
9to5 Mac got hold of those press images. Because, okay, this is going to be layman's terms here, but Apple like hosts the images and the video on like a hidden part of their website. But if you can guess the name of the product, you can like guess what the URL will be and then see it offline. So he just guessed the names of the what they would need to call the specific file.
Hackerman.
And got it right.
Yeah.
Apparently they normally can't do that because their videos have several products in them, and it's impossible to accurately guess what the file is called.
Right.
But by only having like the watch and the phone, he guessed it right and then got those images.
I don't think they
were on purpose, because then they took them down straight away.
There's no way that they were on purpose. Like, a company that is so historically privacy secretive. And secretive and conscious of like wanting to announce these things all in one go in a controlled environment, like you just look at the way they treat the press in terms of like the level of control they want over their announcements. They want maximum control over that message and the timing of it. So I think the leaks would have hurt them, especially the what sounds like quite an amateurish attempt to hack them. It wasn't exactly a hack, was it?
He does try and do it every year, but I mean, he just guessed the file name.
Yeah, I mean, this is a $1 trillion company, and the guy just guessed the file name. And it probably wasn't even that difficult to guess the product name, because it's because of
the leaks.
It's XS and XR, isn't it? So. Yeah.
He didn't get the R. He got the watch and the 10S.
Well, there's precedent on the S as well, so it probably wasn't a massive jump of faith to get there.
Yeah.
But from the event, I mean, like you say, there were no laptops, were no iPads. There probably will be an October event now.
No car.
I don't know. They might not be an event. It might just be they just release them.
Yeah, it could be a press release.
Yeah, just a press release.
The little thing beforehand where he seemed to have messed up his Twitter.
Oh, the tweet.
That was quite nice.
Yeah. It was quite good. But there are a few things from this. So do you remember what he said?
Yeah, so he said, no, how quickly can somebody get it to me?
Yeah.
But it seemed like he'd meant to reply to somebody, but he'd accidentally tweeted that, just generally.
And then
everybody was like,
ha-ha,
that's rubbish. Yeah, and then he deleted it, so we thought, ooh, that's a mess up. And then actually it was a segue into the little video at the start of the event where somebody was rushing across the Apple Park to give him a briefcase with something silly in it.
And then it had the clicker in it.
Yeah.
Nice.
The clicker. That was silly. But that was probably the most cheesy.
I thought that was lame.
They are such a dad joke company.
Yeah.
But
and then they will come out with their shirts tucked into their jeans. Yeah. And they're such a naff company.
I think a few people were thinking that they scrapped some things from the event as well. Hence, they dragged out basically what was the specs of the same phone as last year, if we're being slightly pedantic. And then all the environment stuff and everything. They did not mention AirPower, which is the charging mat that they said they'd made last year, that you could put all your stuff just on it anywhere on the mat and it would charge.
Yeah.
Because I noticed they didn't even mention that all three new iPhones that they announced have wireless charging. They just completely ignored it. And apparently now there's no mention of AirPower anywhere on the Apple website.
It's been a whole year since they announced it. It was last
I think
Apple
they just embarrassingly had to be like, we can't make this work, so we're just not going to talk about it.
It's proper amateur hour, isn't it?
That's again, I didn't notice this, but some other more eagle-eyed people did on Twitter, in that cheesy bit at the beginning where the woman's about to run across the lake or the river or whatever, she says, "Hey Siri," to her AirPods without touching them. and someone thinks that there was potentially a software update or whatever for AirPods that they recorded that before and then had to pull, because apparently you can't do that. You can't interact with them that way.
That could just be a mistake.
It could be a mistake.
If it's just a video.
It was people being a little bit like conspiracy.
Yeah.
What have they left out at the last minute?
The wireless charging thing's interesting, obviously, because that was a big sort of step change for them. And the fact that they've obviously completely shelved it means that they must be having some issues in the back, at the back end.
And they made such a big deal about the fact that the Series 3 Apple Watch was cellular and everything. And it was barely mentioned yesterday. It was completely different pitch.
Well, they said that it's got a better cellular reception because it's got a ceramic back.
True.
In the Series 4. But yeah,
considering the importance they placed on it last time, this was a completely different play, wasn't it?
I don't like the Series 3.
You don't?
Silly old Series 3. I'm a Series 2 man. All the way.
Is that because you haven't got a Series 3?
Yes.
Cool.
There was only one more thing
That's
like really minor that kind of caught my attention, is that this new phone has a double SIM slot, and I don't know why.
Right. So, yeah, it's kind of dual SIM. Do you want to explain? Do you know?
I'll try. No, yeah, it's basically just the version that isn't the Chinese version, right?
Yeah.
So for everybody else, it's a normal SIM tray, but then you have the eSIM. So that just means you don't have to have a separate physical SIM, right?
Yes.
But you can still have two phone numbers and you get calls from both and things like that.
It's a bit like the one they got on the iPad, where, as Ashley says, if you have your main SIM in and then you go on holiday, you can just buy like a data bundle from the country you're in.
Oh, so it's good for roaming.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know if it's good for operators or not.
I feel like people might use it for work things maybe, so that
separate number on the SIM.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then, as you said, the Chinese version has two physical trays because that's what the market demands.
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
And they've discontinued the adapter, the headphone adapter. They no longer bundle it.
No dongle in the box. And
no
even
dongle in the box.
No dongle.
Oh, really? So if I get a 10R, I won't get a headphone adapter?
You'll get Lightning earpods, but you won't get an adapter.
Oh, that's cool, though. That's better.
You have to go and pay £9
Why
for one.
Why is that better?
Earpods, not AirPods.
Oh. Oh, no, that's fine.
Just the normal.
That's fine.
It is fine. It's not great.
It's
right?
fine.
The thing that
Because when they got rid of the headphone adapter, then it was, the headphone port, then it was like, but it's okay, because look, you get the earpods and you get an adapter. It's basically okay. And they're like, well, you don't get the adapter anymore.
Yeah.
And so
how much
like,
is the adapter?
Brilliant.
£9.
I'll just have to buy one.
But the thing that irks me a little bit...
I like my cheap headphones. Like, I'm like attached to them.
You don't... Even on the £1,500 iPhone XS Max, you don't get a fast charger in the box. Still the 5-watt USB-A to Lightning charger. So if you want to fast charge your £1,500 phone, you have to go and buy an £80 basically iPad charger from Apple.
Oh.
I mean, there are...
I don't like to use the word gouging.
There are £200 Motorola phones that have a fast charger in the box. Like, it should be a thing. So that's probably actually the nerdy thing that annoys me the most. Because it's great. They do charge very fast. And I've got a MacBook charger that I use to sort of plug it into. And it charges it in like half an hour.
Mm.
They can do it.
If you can use an iPad charger, that does the job.
Yeah, same thing, just a higher wattage.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts on the Apple event, Ashley?
No, I don't think so.
Not going to buy the phone? Don't want the gold one?
No, I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to stick with my iPhone 10. It'll be fine.
Poor old you.
Oh.
What do you think they'll do next year for a phone? Will we get three generations of the same design?
Might be a small phone.
Yeah, first SE wasn't at the September event, was it? It was mid-cycle.
It was March.
But now they've done the 10R, it's not going to happen, is it?
I can't imagine them having four new phones.
And that would
on the
be 3 years months. After they released the SE, I think, at that point. So that's a long time. And they've discontinued it as well, haven't they, the SE? So
you can't buy
I just
the
think that
anymore.
they're leaving it behind, it's gone.
And that means there are no iPhones sold by Apple now that have a headphone jack.
Mm.
Courage.
Yeah. Pretty courageous. Hopefully they won't drop the headphone jack from the iPad, which we reckon will be before the end of the year.
Yeah. Probably going to get a new iPad. Well, a new iPad Pro. We've already had a new iPad.
That's true.
And
that's
maybe
true.
New MacBook, cheap MacBook.
We'll see. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Henry.
That was the Apple Roundup. Be back next week for episode, 103, when we'll just be normal again.
Yeah, we'll just be talking about Elon Musk again.
A nice respite. We had to mention him just once, didn't
we?
Right, nice one. Thanks a lot, and see you next time.
Bye.
UK Tech Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.